Hey there, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. I hope you've had a great week. Things have been pretty quiet around town this week, so I haven't had much to report, but that changed yesterday afternoon. I was working on my sermon for Sunday when I got a call from Mr. Rutherford. He was down at the Blue Anchor for a late lunch. While he was finishing up, he heard a commotion in the back, and George, the chef and owner, left his spot at the big griddle to go check on everything. He appeared a minute later and said, "I'm sorry, folks, but we're going to have to close immediately. Please finish up or we can get you to-go boxes. Don't worry about the bill. Thank you." And then he disappeared back into the back. Mr. Rutherford is good friends with George, so he stuck his head into the kitchen to ask if everything was all right. But before he could say anything, he saw a flooded kitchen. One of the pipes had burst, and while they were able to get the water turned off, there was still quite a bit to clean up and some repairs that would be needed. I asked how I could help, and Mr. Rutherford gave me a list of things to pick up from the hardware store and bring down to the restaurant. It included things like a length of pipe, a couple joints, and some primer and plumbing cement. It turns out that, in addition to woodworking, Mr. Rutherford knows a thing or two about plumbing. "I put in my own sprinkler system years ago," he said. "The digging was the hardest part." Well, when I showed up at the restaurant, it looked like George and Mr. Rutherford were having a disagreement. Neither looked mad, but George definitely looked stressed. As I got closer, I could hear George saying, "Bill, I really appreciate it, but you don't need to. I'll figure this out myself. Besides, you don't have any tools with you, and I'm sure you've got better things to do this afternoon." I spoke up, "Actually, George, Mr. Rutherford sent me on a hardware store run, and I'm pretty sure I've got everything he needs to get you all patched up." And Mr. Rutherford interjected, "And don't talk to me about better things to do, George. You know very well I'm retired, and I was probably just going to sit at this counter and talk your ear off all afternoon anyway. And besides, even if I did have other things to do, helping a friend always comes first." George finally agreed, and while the restaurant stayed closed the rest of the day, it was open and serving breakfast by 5:30 this morning. Does it seem funny to you that George didn't want any help? Some of you might be good at asking for help, but I'll bet there are some folks listening who totally understand how George feels. It can be hard to ask for help. We might be embarrassed, thinking it's a sign that we don't know what we're doing, or similarly, we might feel like it's our responsibility to take care of everything, even if it's clear we can't. We just have to figure it out. But one of the most important things we can learn in life is being brave enough to say, "I don't know," or "I need help." Even the smartest and most talented people in the world can't do everything. Mr. Rutherford may have been able to fix the pipes, but if you ask him to cook the best smash burgers in town, he'd need George's help in return. One of the things the season of Lent is meant to teach us is that we too need help. There will always be things we can work on to better live the way God wants us to, but we will never be perfect. We'll never get it right all the time. And sometimes, trying harder even makes things worse. But the season of Lent prepares us for Easter, which is when we celebrate Jesus offering us the love and forgiveness and help we could never work out ourselves. So, like George, we need to learn to be brave enough to let go and let others, including God, help us. Okay, so looking at my little recording timer, we probably don't have time to do our traditional 3 weekly wrap-up questions, but that's okay. I really wanted to tell you this story. So let's just take time for this one question. What is something you could really use some help with, but you haven't asked for it yet? Maybe you have a worry you'd like to talk about, but you haven't shared it with anyone. Maybe you have a really cool idea to love or serve your neighbors, but it feels too big or complicated to figure out all by yourself. Or maybe there's something at school or work that's confusing you, but you haven't been brave enough to ask for help. Take a few moments to share with your family, and if you need more time, you can pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, Grace Harbor, I want to close out this week by sharing a Bible verse that I think really sums up our theme. It comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, or I might say bravery, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you are always with us and always listening. Give us the bravery to ask you for help whenever we need it, knowing that no matter what we ask, you respond to us in love. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.